This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 25 for Thursday, August 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Thursday morning, testing major support as losses in outside markets spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola down $16 to over $20, November down $16.60 at $799. That move below the psychological 800-ton level was bearish from a technical standpoint, although some bargain hunting was coming forward at the lows. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all weaker, despite a firmer tone in crude oil. Relatively favorable prairie crop conditions were also bearish, but development does remain behind normal in many areas. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all mostly lower. A lack of any significant weather concerns for the time being across the Midwest accounted for some of the selling in beans, but the November contract only down 0.75 cents now at $13.89 and a quarter. Ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China were also bearish, with the U.S. and Taiwan agreeing to start up trade talks of their own. However, the losses in beans came despite solid weekly export demand. The USDA reported weekly export sales of 1.3 million tons of new crop soybean business and about 100,000 tons for delivery during the soon-to-be-finished old crop year. Corn, it had moved higher overnight but turned lower with wheat. The favorable Midwestern weather also weighed on prices. September, down 2 cents at $6.13 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 850,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with expectations. More vessels are reportedly loading grain at Ukrainian ports, and that's weighing on world grain markets. Wheat posting the largest losses, pressured by that Ukrainian grain moving. Minneapolis down 33 cents in the September contract at $8.50 per bushel. Kansas City, it's down 40 cents in the September contract at $8.10 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 35 cents in September at $7.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales hit a marketing year low at only 207,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.